We're celebrating a decade of the Academic Minute this week with one segment from each year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And on this segment from 2011, Kyle Meng, PhD candidate at Columbia University, told us why El Niño was responsible for civil wars around the globe.
Historians have argued that at various points in history, changes in climate have led to increases in violence, in some cases, even the collapse of civilizations. But these examples are drawn from hundreds or thousands of years ago. Could this be the case today, even after decades of unprecedented industrialization, globalization, and political reforms? It turns out that parts of the world are still very sensitive to changes in the global climate. In some recent work, my colleagues and I examined the effects of El Niño, a natural climate cycle that every 3 to 7 years brings hotter, drier weather to large parts of tropical Asia, Africa, and South America. We found that when El Niño arrives, the chance of civil war in affected tropical countries doubles. Over the second half of the 20th century, we calculated that roughly one-fifth of all civil wars could be attributed to El Niño. Why? We think El Niño can be stabilizing for many reasons. Crops may fail, food prices might rise, unemployment might increase, diseases might spread, and tempers may flare. Obviously, there are deeper underlying reasons for any civil war. Poverty, long-term inequality, and ethnic rivalries may all play a role. El Niño may simply supply the trigger. We are not helpless against El Niño. One major accomplishment in atmospheric science is our ability to forecast strong El Niños up to 2 years in advance. We hope that by understanding the relationship between climate and conflict, our societies and institutions can better prepare for future climate shifts and their consequences.
That was Kyle Meng of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.